Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Why, good afternoon. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Let's see if I can get that aimed in the right direction. I'm not hearing certain things well enough. Let me just make a few... Oh, hey! I'm just listening to the news where they were talking about how Alec Baldwin was holding a gun and it just went off. Yeah. Those crazy guns, I swear. We're going to get to that in a little bit. In the early 2000s, though, when millennials were coming of age, a lot of people were... I was one of them. I was very optimistic about their prospects. They grew up with the internet, first generation, entering a brave new world where everyone was connected, engaged, more affluent than ever. And then all that awesomeness was compounded when smartphones came out less than a decade later. Now, during this wonderful time, very few people dared to suggest that all these new high-tech amenities and continual indulgence would spoil millennials. Rather, many people really believed that they would be the most successful generation in history. And, well, there were a few voices in the wilderness calling for sanity and a sober analysis of these innovations. Like Mark Bauerlein, who saw what was happening to the young people, and in 2008, he wrote The Dumbest Generation. A sequel to The Dumbest Generation. Excuse me, he wrote, and as he explains, in The Dumbest Generation Grows Up, which was a sequel to The Dumbest Generation, many of today's millennials are not thriving as predicted. But instead, they're ending up behind a Starbucks counter doing contract work, living with their parents, or in a house with four friends. Nonetheless, lonely and mistrustful, with no thoughts of marriage and children, no weekly church attendance or civic memberships, more than half of them convinced that their country is racist and sexist. Now, I am the father of two. And one of my sons has a, he has the mathematic equal of dyslexia. And he's got a pretty level head on his shoulders, and he does work. He did go to school to be a gunsmith, and he couldn't find a job for that. Then he tried being a knife smith, and he couldn't find anybody to buy that kind of stuff around here. So now, in fact, he does work at Starbucks. So I can see where the pattern might have emerged. I'm not exactly sure that getting out there and denigrating people doing honest work is the way to go. But, you know, this is more about the generation and what they're dealing with. This generation, the millennials, read less than any previous generation, and they know next to nothing about the world they inhabit. So, Bauerlein began his book recalling the false predictions of success for millennials. And even though they had every reason to be concerned about the vast amount of idiotic online content that young people were consuming, they preferred to see this as a good thing. Actually, it is the, you know, all of these tools that young people have that they use for very facetious things. This is the key to the greatest freedom of all time. And yet it's just been in the way they have employed it and the way they use it. And most of the progressive admirers of the millennials got out there and said this, you know, the generation gap between the technology knows and the technology know nots. This is where it began to be said that old people could learn from millennials. People like Bauerlein were berated as spiteful curmudgeons who failed to appreciate the many virtues of the internet. And curiously, it wasn't the software engineers and programmers making this argument, because many of them limit their children's exposure to screens, but the humanities instructors who saw the new technology as a shortcut to developing critical thinking skills and being knowledgeable. But some millennials have they struggle with adulthood, the basics of adulthood, and Bauerlein also argues they are dangerous to civilized society. They are entranced with the idealized utopia and can't understand why that blessed condition shouldn't materialize here and now. And this has resulted in a noticeable radicalization among young people who violently protest any views that differ from their own. And although most of these self-styled social justice warriors justify their actions as a noble resistance to true evil, a lot of it amounts to a very, very much a collective temper tantrum. Baffled by these outbursts from otherwise privileged young adults, Bauerlein seeks to understand the underlying motive, assuming there is one. After making a few inquiries and observing millennials in their natural habitat, he settles on two vapid but nonetheless serious mantras. Everyone deserves to be happy, and it doesn't matter who you love. Now, I haven't observed that, quite honestly. But I do see it. If you look around, and you know, when I was a kid and I got my first part-time job, I was asking the girls that I worked with as a bag boy to go on dates. And I had to actually speak to them and get to know them. Nowadays, that kind of thing just doesn't, you know, it doesn't happen. So there's a lot of stuff in the culture I see that is sort of backward nowadays. Now, back to everyone deserves to be happy and it doesn't matter who you love. Even a cursory knowledge of literature would dispel those notions, as though happiness were something you could complain into existence, as though all forms of love always work out for everyone involved. It's very simplistic logic, which frequently manifests itself in the many slogans, mission statements, and mottos that have come to characterize woke culture. And Bauerlein notes the hack language and lax thinking, and admits that bad rhetoric strengthens their case, because the woke warriors have mostly gotten what they want. They aren't challenged. They are constantly affirmed. They continue to hold the moral high ground despite destroying civilization. Then again, this undeserved outcome often leaves them feeling bitter and suspicious and disappointed and cancel-conscious, unforgiving, and vengeful. And for Bauerlein, this basically breaks down to the, you know, not reading, the decline of reading. So he devotes nearly a quarter of his book showing the connection between reading and personal wellness. And it's no secret that millennials have ditched reading in favor of screens and social media. And what might be less known is how this has affected a generation of human beings unable to cope with the existence of its in its fullness. It deprived the young of the knowledge and acumen that men and women rightly possess, and the exposure to that human nature up and down the scale of human evil, and beauteous and vulgar and smart and stupid, to strange times and faraway places, acts of heroism and disloyalty, the most eloquent words and sublime sounds and perceptive images. Now, you can lament the drop in SAT scores, the elimination of various liberal arts programs, but there's also the psychological training that accompanies the reading of a novel. Real empathy, real analysis, and real introspection are what comes from a good novel. And as Bauerlein's friend succinctly puts it, a good novel is a very good psychology. And this is where they lack experience. They have not done these kind of things. They didn't do these kind of things. Unfortunately, they're going to get a crash course, I think, at some point. We're going to see. Just a lamentation from someone who knows better. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to MGS.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
From the guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Now, far be it from me to dissuade the leftist, anti-liberty leftist lemmings from tumbling off the cliff. But I don't there is no way that I could possibly think for these knuckleheads to screw up better if I decided to try to map out a roadmap for failure to them to follow. And from deciding to die on the groomer hill to bringing up a new gun control initiative right around the time crime is getting out of control. These guys almost seem like they want to get slaughtered in November. And I, for one, am all for it here. There's another big push for President Crusty to cancel student debt. Now, let's leave aside that anyone who graduated from a university or college without the words hamburger or clown in its name, who thinks the president has a magic wand to decree stuff like that, needs to demand a refund. I have a basic objection to this. I don't want to pay for other people's stuff, especially when doing so empowers and perpetuates the ideological abscesses that is academia. And far be it from me to stop an enemy when he sees Z, other, you know, is making a mistake. But you almost have to marvel at just how badly the Democrats are setting themselves up for failure in 7 months. Do they want to be squashed like a bug? Is it some sort of kinky humiliation wish? Or are they just stupid? And that's the problem when your politics becomes a pagan religion, so completely out of touch that you can't contemplate that maybe they should at least try to fact not being raving loonies in order to get some normals to vote for them. What kind of party, and I'm seriously asking this question, what kind of party decides that its red line is defending the alleged right of perverted teachers to groom kids in the classroom? Not the kind of party that actually talks to normal parents. There's some Manchalzen mommies out there who will, you know, that will fill up their empty lives with their sex-shifting spawn, but other than these monsters, no one thinks weirdos should access their kids in schools. Then they decide to ban all sorts of fossil fuel stuff and act surprised when prices rise to dizzying heights. And here's their solution. Go buy an electric car. I've got an even better one for you. Go find one. Go find an electric car. If we have time, we'll get to that whole lithium shortage that's affecting that industry. Yeah, go drop, you know, 50 large on a glorified go-kart because your angry weather goddess is upset by my perfectly good Ford F-150. It is so pretty. And 200,000 third world peasants a month is not enough. No, we got to drop the COVID restrictions that let us turn them right around, which will double the border flood. It's nice to see they finally found a COVID measure they didn't like. They've only been forced now to give up the masks on planes. But I need to know, where exactly is the constituency that thinks Oaxaca should get to move to Texas, or to Tennessee, rather? Crime is out of control, so I guess it's a good idea to control the access of normal people to guns who aren't committing crimes, and to put a judge on SCOTUS who thinks that criminals are a misunderstood group. Did you see how Blue Philly is reinstituting masks? And they seem to have let Fauci out of his hamster cage because he's running around spreading his pandemic erotica once again. No party that wants voters outside of Santa Monica would ever tug Fauci out and let him start running his face again. And who told them all of this is a good idea? The answer to that is pretty obvious. They told each other. They did it on social media, and they did it on the New York Times and WAPO and MSNBC, CNN, and maybe they did it on CNN Plus 2, but nobody's watching that. Point is, these guys are not in an echo chamber. It is an echo vault. Totally impenetrable from the outside and at the same time totally inescapable. Virginia and New Jersey were warnings, but you can't make someone listen who refuses to hear. And that's a problem when your politics morph into a pagan religion to fill up the hole where God should be. You cannot deal with heresy. Instead, you just gather with the rest of the congregation in cyberspace or in line at Whole Foods, complain about how stupid everyone else outside your caste is, and stagger obliviously into the electoral wood chipper. I'm thinking the GOP is looking at between 40 seats and 50 if they're smart, but, you know, so I guess that means 40, because they're not. And I think we'll take at least 53 Senate seats unless Trump keeps listening to Hannity and endorsing Democrats because they're on TV. As far as the student loan issue, I have the perfect answer to this. How about just pay your debts? Right? I mean, you could do that, right? You could just pay your debts, right? It's simple, elegant. Best of all, it does not involve me or you paying for other people's degrees. In phallocentrism studies from Gumbo State's Department of Sexual Ambiguity. So, I sympathize with dumb people who borrowed more than they could pay back, and if you want to be a social worker and take out $200,000, you're going to experience a significant impact on your lifestyle for the next few decades. That's a problem. But it's your problem. It's not my problem. I have my own problems, none of which I expect other people to pony up to pay for. Every time it's time to pay my car payment for my F-150 pick-em-up truck, which I drive out of spite, I sit there for a minute and I go, I wish somebody else would pay it. Nobody steps up and I go pay it. I've just quit. I've quit expecting that. This never works for me. And you notice the problem is portrayed not as the garbage elite academic franchise has ripped off a generation of kids by suckering them into mortgaging their future in exchange for useless credentials. It's portrayed as poor so-and-so owes so much money and it's sad. But the problem is what we have here is a system, one entirely dominated by anti-liberty Democrats, mind you, that shamelessly grifts these kids in order to line their own pockets. So here's an idea to solve the real problem. No more government-guaranteed student loans. The schools, many of which are hedge funds with frats, want to lend money, that's cool. But it's their problem. But the rest of us need to be out of the business of enriching these parasites. And I think that's fair. I think that's fair. Seems fair to me. Everybody wins. Kids don't get taken. We don't have to bail them out. And academia, well, they're sort of messed up because its gravy train gets derailed. But once again, it's still a win for me. Still a win for me. I said something about good old Alec Baldwin. We're going to talk about that when we get back, simply because I'm tired of the inanimate object being the villain. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The National Association of Realtors says the average price of an existing home is hitting an all-time high. The group saying it hit $375,300 in March. That's a 15% jump from 2021. Meantime, sales of existing homes has dropped as mortgage rates rose. They fell by 2.7% in March. The protests of Russia's war against Ukraine are ongoing. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen joining counterparts in a walkout during a G20 meeting. Fed Chair Jerome Powell also walked out during the session in D.C. Yellen recently told a House hearing that it cannot be business as usual for Russia in global financial affairs. This as the United States is set to announce more sanctions against Russia. This is USA Radio News. The price of gas is creeping back up.
Gas prices continue to rise. They're up a penny to $4.11 a gallon, according to AAA this week. This is the third day in a row that the national average price for regular is up. The lowest price gas in the country is in Georgia, where the statewide average is $3.71 a gallon. The most expensive gas in America, California's statewide average, is down to $5.69 a gallon. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
An investigation is ongoing after Secret Service officers shot and killed an intruder at the Peruvian ambassador's home in Washington, D.C.
The officers fired those tasers. They did not take effect. And as these weapons did not take effect, ultimately the officers end up pulling their service weapons, firing shots, and this person is now deceased.
Metro D.C. Police Chief Robert Canty saying the man had smashed windows with a metal stake when Secret Service agents arrived. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. By the way, I just went through the process. I'm going to film this too, but I just went through the process of buying a gun from Guns.com. And you can go to Guns.com/lock. There you'll see a lovely picture of me with a lovely AR-15 with a plume of fire coming off the end of it. It looks like I'm shooting a flamethrower. And you'll be where you can buy a certified used gun. And if you use the promo code, all uppercase, LOADED, number 5, LOADED 5, you get 5% off. Right now, in the era of inflation, where everything is going up, I bring you guns that are going down in price. Guns.com/lock, promo code LOADED 5. Now, more predictable than a morning sunrise is this knee-jerk call that always comes for increased restrictions on gun ownership every time some heinous event embarrasses our nation. In the meantime, everybody who owns a gun, you, me, we didn't do any of it. These kind of tragedies do occur elsewhere, but they're more likely to involve some kind of a knife, which is, in the military, we would refer to that as an edged weapon. Throughout the world, crazed fiends will every now and again purposely drive a vehicle into a group of innocent pedestrians. And the American anti-liberty left just cannot reconcile themselves with the Second Amendment. They can't wrap it. They still focus on the term well-regulated militia as if membership in a military organization was necessary to be covered by the amendment, which is the exact opposite, because when I was in the military, we didn't get to carry guns. We didn't get to carry guns all over the place. They would issue them to us when we go to the field. They would issue them to us when we would go. But no, that, you know, it's quite the socialistic thing to be in the military. But anyway, the left seems to be, they can't read any further and see the concluding phrase, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Emphasis added by me for the obvious reasons. And suffice it to say, the problem is much more cultural than it is mechanical. We may even be sort of a violent society, but things used to be worse. In the early 19th century, land pirates plundered convoys of settlers. In the lead-up to the Civil War, college students often wore sidearms. During Prohibition, organized crime flourished. Various criminal organizations had their own machine shops where weapons would be repaired, modified, or even fabricated from scratch. This didn't abate until alcoholic beverages were re-legalized. And when everybody else, when they could have their Budweiser, everything was good to go. Less preoccupation with inanimate hardware can be easily explained. Guns are a lot simpler to focus on than the tangled web of human behavior, and propagandists rely on simplicity, not complexity. Also, there's that, you know, that big dose of all of their policies in place where most of this crime is spiking. Then this leads us inexorably to the whole system of criminal justice. Phrases like penitentiary and Department of Corrections presume that broken people can be fixed, much like how a wooden chair can be glued back together. The real purpose for arresting and punishing criminals is not to repair those who break the law, but to deter them from ever wanting to do it again. Many crimes are committed when the perpetrator has a reasonable expectation of getting away with it. George Soros knows this. This is why he gives money to his progeny of criminal-hugging district attorneys. Now, of course, getting dangerous sociopaths to mend their ways is a good thing, but protecting the innocent from being preyed upon by evil thugs is a whole lot more important. And what is encouraging is the growing skepticism being applied to the whole concept of gun control. Not only are many of the legalities suspect, but all that is done so far seems to have yielded little, if any, benefit. So why bother? And yet, the hardcore anti-gun folks continue to cite the recent boom in gun sales as the underpinning of the serious bump in mass shootings. I had to go pick up a gun yesterday, the one I bought from Guns.com. And while I'm in there, the prison truck stopped. A few guys went in there on their break to go buy a gun. That's what they're saying happens. This is what happens. No mention is made of the profound effect restrictive pandemic measures have had on our collective mental well-being. And the threat of further politically imposed impediments to gun ownership often simulates a flurry of legitimate buying known as getting in under the wire. So speaking of harebrained schemes to ostensibly improve public safety, there's the mayor of San Jose. He proposed requiring gun owners to carry liability insurance. So since many legitimate gun owners also own their house, such a requirement would be stupid. But also liability insurance only covers accidental damage, and the vast majority of shootings are not accidental. So it also sounds, once again, like an infringement. It does not. Liability insurance does not cover crime. Yeah, you don't get to, like, if you drive your car through the front of a store to rob it, then you go out there and call State Farm and say, I've got my paint is all scraped up and the front end's all messed up and everything. Really, how'd that happen? Well, I was knocking over the liquor store. Well, hey, we're going to be right down and we're going to do that claim. Yeah, that's the way that works. Rather than legally obtain their weapons, criminals prefer doing it the other way, in a darkened parking lot out of the trunk of a fellow criminal's car. Meanwhile, according to the Heritage Foundation, 650 criminal acts were thwarted in the U.S. last year by legal and defensive use of a firearm. That's the ones that we know about. Also, fundamentally, were it not for the Second Amendment, the U.S. Constitution would be nothing more than a scrap of paper. Given the obnoxious tendency for many politicians to become tyrants, a defensively armed public is an obvious inhibitor for those things going too far. And for those that are out there saying, oh, Bill, we're so far advanced for that now, tell that to Canada. Tell that to Canada. Tell me that Canada did not go tyrannical. When you get out there, and they've given us all the tools for our own destruction. When you get out there and you've got your smartphone and you're out there looking, you're looking on in curiosity because here's the truckers in Canada coming in and protesting and you want to find out what it's all about. You want to know. You're trying to use critical thinking. So you're sitting there, you're observing. Then one day you get a call from the Canadian, whatever it is, whatever the authority is, saying that you were at a protest. And your checking accounts have been, your bank accounts have been frozen. You may be out of a job. all this other stuff. So don't tell me that modern 21st century man and governments cannot go tyrannical. During the 21st century, we have watched a time when in Venezuela, a bunch of people were chasing giraffes and zebras up and down the street trying to catch them for a sandwich. Drinking water out of a puddle. Dumpster diving for dinner. Being run over by armored cars. I'm not talking about the Brinks type where they show up and drop off the sack of money at the local coffee shop. I'm talking about armored personnel carriers with big tires. Yeah, those. So, yeah, guns serve a purpose, and they serve a really good purpose. They are a boon to society as far as keeping society in line. Those of us that own them, they're law-abiding. We are also a boon to society. And as for the rest of these morons out there that think that going out there and restricting the inanimate object is somehow going to stop a criminal, here lately, all of these heinous crimes we've been seeing are being done by prohibited people. They're not supposed to have guns anyway, so if gun control worked, they wouldn't have them. So there's your indictment on that. And as far as triggers not pulling themselves, there may be one exception to that rule, I think, maybe, because I heard just the other day that Alec Baldwin said the gun just went off. He didn't fire the gun, it just went off. A single-action pistol that will only run if you pull the hammer back and then pull the trigger just went off. It's just like a Stephen King novel. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. A Fox News story is reporting that there's been a staggering 43% increase in the murders of black Americans in 2020 compared to the past 10-year average. And that is shocking, but it is not surprising. Because New York proved decades ago that reducing crime disproportionately benefited blacks and Latinos because they comprise most of the crime's victims. Fewer crimes mean fewer victims of all races, but the drop is more pronounced among people in the various communities where the crimes occur. Okay? Now, if we didn't know it before, we now know the opposite is also true. More crimes mean more black and Latino victims. And all of this matters because the nation's large cities are so swamped by horrific crime and violence that police and criminologists and a few honest elected Democrats are finally conceding the obvious. The progressive movement, including Black Lives Matter, that ostensibly aimed to protect minority racial groups by defunding the police and coddling criminals, backfired. Big time. And the people the progressives claimed to be helping actually were harmed by the anti-police pro-criminal policy. Bill Bratton, who led the L.A. police between two terms as head of NYPD, recently put it this way on a podcast. Scales right now are tipped very heavily in favor of the reforms of the progressive left. And what we have as a result is this growing fear of crime, this growing actual amount of crime in almost every American city. And New York Mayor Eric Adams agreed, telling ABC News that while there have been issues of trust between police and some black New Yorkers, we can't rebuild that trust by allowing those who are dangerous and that have a repeated history of violence to continue to be on our streets. Yet, for me, and I can't make myself get out there and tell you the proponents of all of these policies that are in place now that's leading to all of this crime were well-intentioned, and it just went too far. Too much evidence was out there that they were taking huge risks by toying with unprecedented success. Because when you are tough on crime, like New York was, for example, where if you broke a window, they came at you. The broken window policy. Crime went down. And they should have known better, but common sense is not so common on the anti-liberty left. And besides, they want revolution, not reform. And they're willing to sacrifice others to get that. So a few dead black people's no big deal, according to them. Well, they don't say it. That's the quiet part they don't say out loud. The Fox story, based on FBI statistics, captures the failed experiment in bloody detail. Records show 7,484 black Americans were murdered in 2019 and 9,941 in 2020. That's 2,457 more people Previously, between 2010 and 2019, there was an average of 6,927 black murder victims each year, meaning that the 2020 carnage involved 3,014 murders above the 10-year average. And black America only makes up 13% of the U.S. population. But, I mean, based on what we know about actual homicides involving guns, right, we can tell, looking at that, that nearly right at half of all of them are black. All the victims of these homicides. They are a majority of murder victims and perpetrators. And that's because of the policies put in place where they live in the inner cities. And the year 2020 was an inflection point for various reasons. Although an anti-police movement has long been a fixture on the left, a series of police incidents in previous years culminated with the death of George Floyd at the hands of the Minneapolis police. And because everybody's got a camera now, it was captured on video when much of the country was on pandemic lockdown, and his death sparked nationwide protests and riots, which were okay, and you didn't even have to be masked for that. But as in previous anti-police riots, one effect has been that police pull back while violent crime spikes precipitously. This is coming from Hannah Myers, director of the Policing and Public Safety Initiative at the Manhattan Institute. The continuing crime spike is also being fueled by prosecutors and lawmakers who have been invoking extreme leniency, and they're forcing judges to release prime suspects, many of whom then commit new violence and even murder because they're not learning nothing. They're not reforming. And these big cities, New Yorkers, they know it up close. For 20 years under Mayors Giuliani and Bloomberg, the NYPD turned Gotham into the nation's safest big city. Murders fell from about 2,000 a year in the early 1990s to 300. It created an economic and cultural renaissance that was almost like a new golden age. But political profiteers undermined that success and turned the 2013 mayoral election into a referendum on supposed police brutality and racism. Bill de Blasio won the mayor. He became the mayor and spent much of his 8 years fanning the flames of police distrust. And he failed at just about everything else, but it was successful in making New York more polarized and dangerous. Like cutting the NYPD budget by $1 billion to pander to the defund mob and ended the undercover units that search for illegal guns. The result is that New York became a microcosm of the national police stats. Murder rose in 2020 and 2021, as did crimes in seven major categories, creating more non-white victims. And none of that was necessary. And it was not what any sector of the public wanted. I can't find one sector that's out there saying, yeah, I'd like to see crime go up. And it's best told through the prism of Ray Kelly. De Blasio and others in the anti-cop crowd often turned their fire on Kelly, the longest-serving police commissioner in city history. His sin was being an ardent defender of stop, question, and frisk, which he cited as a prime tool for getting illegal handguns off the streets. And the benefits were far greater than anticipated. Not only did crime and murder keep falling on lows not seen since the early 1960s, but the prison population also declined dramatically because they were actually preventing crime. But in short, the revolution in policing that saw cops become more focused on quality of life crimes and stopping major crimes before they happened, that changed New York. And tens of thousands of lives, most of them non-white, were saved. And many other people did not end up in prison. Bloomberg actually started calling police officers first preventers instead of first responders, and I'm having a hard time disagreeing with that one. Poll from early 2013, which was Bloomberg's last year in office, captured the public mood. Quinnipiac found that Commissioner Kelly was vastly more popular among all races than any elected official in New York. And his overall approval rate of 75% broke down this way. Whites liked him by 81 to 14%. Black people liked him 63 to 27%. Latinos by 76 to 18%. And it's also worth noting that by then the majority of NYPD officers were not white. So it was a big lie for de Blasio and others to claim that anywhere near a majority of non-white New Yorkers believed the police were an occupying army in their neighborhood. And even most of those who don't necessarily like stop and frisk still saw the police as their protectors and approved of Kelly. and de Blasio and his ilk in other cities broke that system for ideological reasons and career gain. And now they have blood on their hands. The blood of all those additional murder victims is on their hands. And I keep thinking about Christina Unilee. You know, I don't know anything about her. For all I know, she was an anti-gun, anti-liberty left kind of person. But she was 35 years old. She'd never hurt anybody. She had a good job. And a guy named Asimov Nash saw her walking down the street and followed her into the door where, if it had closed behind him, he wouldn't have been able to get into it. Followed her to where she was going, and then when she opened her own door, he forced himself in behind her. And then he stabbed her 40 times to death in her own bathtub. And she's dead. And he shouldn't have been on the street. He should not have been on the street. And we know this. We know this. And the blood of that is on the hands of Bill de Blasio. And Black Lives Matter. And all these other people that are out there that have made these cities more dangerous for the people they're supposed to be protecting, which is all of them, but definitely the ones who were the most preyed upon. So, when you sit back and you think about, I mean, everybody is dying in these inner cities due to these shootings, due to this crime. None of this was necessary. Coming up next, Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom. Truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.